I'm here today both to stand for Standing Rock, what's happening in North Dakota, and say, be in solidarity with what's happening there. We all deserve to have clean water, and it's especially affecting an area that this is their access to clean water. This is where their tribal land is. It matters that we all have clean water, and we want to stand up with them.
And you are also tying this into a different pipeline that's in Florida, the Sable Trail Pipeline. What's the connection, and how do you feel about the Sable Trail Pipeline?
Well, I feel like even more important for Florida is to focus on what's happening on our ground, on our land. And the Sable Pipeline, which is a 516-mile-long pipeline that's going through 60% of our water and our aquifers. So like it's going to affect 60% of our drinking water. And this matters to me because I care about all of our population here. I care that we have clean water. And the fact is the pipeline is already leaking in Georgia. So this matters.
The leak in Georgia, they told the regulators that everything would be fine, but then they drilled in and there was a leak.
All I know is that it's seeping in and that they are that it's affecting Georgia. But I know it's in their drinking water.
And there's also a protest going on in North Florida against the Sable Trail. There were 14 people arrested over the weekend. What happened in the arrests and what's happening to them now?
I know that people who were being peaceful but putting their bodies in the line of their business, they were the ones who were arrested. And I've heard that there are people who have been accused of being aggressive that haven't been aggressive, and they are just arresting them.
But you're going up to a hearing on Tuesday, is it?
Yes. In Citrus Springs, there's a hearing inside a church that's supposed to be hearing about how close they're putting it to schools and where they're rooting it. I know that the Sierra Club and other organizations are suing because they didn't do a full climate impact report and they didn't do a full saying what it is that's going to affect us report, and so they want that. This should matter to all of us that none of us are immune to our water issues. We all bathe, we all drink, we feed this to our animals, to our plants. This is where our food comes from and gets water from. This should matter to all of us.